right, that moves us on to item number five, PR 2022-007501, minor plat application number 2025-00048. This is a request for minor preliminary and final plat CSI Cartesian Surveys. Ryan Mulhall, agent for Daniel Loy, request the aforementioned action for all or a portion of lot track one, tracks 1 and 2, block 47, University Heights, zoned RMH, MXT, located at 3300 Silver Avenue Southeast between 208 Wellesley Drive Southeast at the southeast corner of the intersection containing approximately 0.9764 acres in area. Mr. Mulhall, are you with us this morning?
No, he is not. I'm here in his place. Amber Palmer with Cartesian Surveys.
Ms. Palmer, thank you so much. Let me swear you in and then have you give us your mailing address for the record, please. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you provide on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you so much. Go ahead.
Yes, Amber Palmer with Cartesian Surveys, P.O. Box 44414, Rio Rancho, New Mexico, 87174.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Can you just give us a brief description of the proposal this morning?
Yes. So we're taking six lots, consolidating them into one, and requesting a extension of the alleyway to allow for access.
Okay. Thank you so much. Let's move on. If you'll sit tight, we'll hear from any members of the public that wish to testify, as well as our DFT members, and then I'll come back to you, okay? All right, any members of the public wishing to speak on item number five, PR 2022-007501, if you'd use the raise your hand feature or otherwise let us know of your intention to testify. Not seeing any members of the public on this particular item. Last call for any members of the public for item number five. Okay, let's move on to our DFT members. Mr. Gutierrez, let's start with Water Authority. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you provide on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you so much. Go ahead.
So a previous comment remains, just to add a note to the plat stating existing infrastructure may not be sized adequately for future development. I'll put that in my conditions. Other than that, we have no objection. Thank you.
Thank you, David. Ms. Palmer, any questions of Mr. Gutierrez about his comment?
No, I don't believe so. As long as we have that comment, we should be able to add it.
Okay. Mr. Rodemeck, back to you for Parks comments. Sir, do you swear or affirm the testimony provided on this matter will be the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Hearnhauser. This is Jay Rodenbeck. So Parks had no objections, has no objections to the requested action, and note that for future development, three trees will be required along Silver Avenue Southeast and Wellesley Drive Southeast per the IDO and the three tree ordinance. And that's all they have. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Rodenbeck. Mr. Chen, let's go to you for hydrology comments. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you provide in this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you so much. Go ahead, sir.
Tiquan Chen, Hydrology. Hydrology has an approved gradient drainage plan with the engineer's stamp date of June 18th, 2025. Hydrology has no objection. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chen. Mr. Armijo, transportation will be next. Sir, do you swear or affirm the testimony provided on this matter will be the truth?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead, please.
Okay. Justification for determinations on sidewalk width and alley width are acceptable to transportation. We have no objections.
All righty. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Ms. Montoya, are you providing the planning comments? Oh, hold on one second. I'm so sorry. Let me check for code comments. Mr. Boylan, swear you in. Do you swear affirm the testimony provided on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, it looks like code has just one comment. But it is a pretty major one. The proposed replat is creating a floating zone line. Replat must either be configured to create separation of the zones by a property line or must obtain a zone amendment to bring the entire proposed property under one zone as per IDO 14-16-66-K2. And then he goes into providing the IDO provision that was mentioned above. And code enforcement has no further comments at this time.
Mr. Boylan, thank you. And is my understanding correct that the floating zone line would need to be addressed before this body would be able to make a decision on the proposal? And I see Mr. Rodenbeck's hand is raised. Jay, do you have any comment or any clarification on that?
This is Chief Rodenbeck regarding the zone map amendment question. Yes. Per the IDO makes it very clear. 66K2C notes that if the subdivision results in a lot line does not coincide with the zone district boundary, and right now the lots, the platted lots that are being consolidated, do not have any floating zoning. But the lot consolidation plat that's taking place here now will result in a floating zone line between MXT and RMH, I believe. And so the IDO makes it very clear that that zone map amendment needs to be approved before a plat can be approved. I'll actually share that provision here so
Okay.
everybody's seeing that. Here's the provision.
Ms.
And so
Palmer, as Mr. Rodenbeck is putting up on the screen clarification or detail about that, do you have questions about that process and about that requirement?
I don't believe so. I talked with Ryan about it a little bit. I believe the intention is to do the zone map amendment. But I would have to verify that with him. And so, we'll just wait until he returns and make sure that's what we intend to do.
Okay. Mr. Rodenbeck, help me walk through this. How long of a deferral should the matter be deferred?
This is Jay Rodenbeck. I would leave it up to the applicant's team, but it's going to be at least, I mean, for a zone map amendment. Well, Amber, this is Jay Rodenbeck. Have you guys applied for it yet? Are you aware? I see Scott Anderson's hands up as well here.
So I'm not hearing anything from Ms. Palmer. I'm with you, Jay. I see that Mr. Anderson's hand is raised. Mr. Anderson, we are on item number 5. If you wish to provide testimony on that, we'll certainly give you an opportunity to do so. Let me swear you in. Have you give us your name and address for the record, okay?
Absolutely. I'm Scott Anderson, 2818 4th Street Northwest, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87107.
And sir, do you swear or affirm the testimony you provide on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Mr. Chair, I'm Scott Anderson. I am the architect for the project. And I think that, well, we're certainly amenable to making the zone change request. We didn't know procedurally which comes first, the chicken or the egg in this case. So we didn't know if we needed to make the zone map amendment first or if we needed to do the replat first. So it could be confusion on our end regarding the sequence of events, but we're more than happy to make that request and we'll do so immediately.
Okay. And Mr. Anderson, it sounds like, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but it sounds like, at least to your knowledge, the application hasn't been made yet. Is that right?
That is my understanding.
Okay. Back to Mr. Rodenbeck, Jay, we're looking at, best case scenario, would that be 3 months, 4 months?
This is Jay Rodenbeck. I mean, at the very least, I think that we would need to look at a deferral of 2 months,
Okay.
which puts us into November. Let me pull up our DHO calendar here and see what looks like the closest meeting to 2 months. That I mean, we could. What I don't want to do is defer it 2 weeks and then defer it 2 weeks and then keep having to bring it back because it's going to be a couple months at least. But maybe we could defer this maybe 2 months starting off and then go from there. That's my thought. Old calendar here, the DHO. I'm looking in November here. So the last DHO meeting in November is November the 19th, which is close to 2 months from now. Or we could go maybe December the 3rd. Those are my thoughts. If we can't, so here's the other issue. If we push it beyond December the 17th, we run out of dates because we don't have a 2026 DHO calendar yet.
Sure.
So I would suggest, there's three dates I think we could go with, in my opinion, November 19th, December 3rd, or December 17th.
Mr. Anderson or Ms. Palmer, not to put you on the spot, in your opinion, is November the 19th versus December the 3rd, is one of those better than the other? I mean, to Mr. Rodenbeck's comment, certainly if we get to say November the 19th and you still need additional time, you certainly could request, that the matter be deferred again. But again, I whatever works best with you and the timing of this would certainly work for me.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is Scott Anderson. I believe that we'll try for, I believe it's the December 3rd. We'll take that deferral. And if we are running out of time, we'll request a second deferral at that time. But I'm basing this off of the time frame. I haven't done a zone change request in a while, so I will take Mr. Rodenbeck's word for it that it is a 2 month process.
Mr. Here in Austin, this is Jay Rodenbeck. I got the EPC calendar pulled up.
Yes, sir.
And so the next deadline is October the 9th for the November 20th EPC meeting. So I think that we need to look at the December dates for a deferral.
Excuse
Like the
me.
December 3rd date might work.
So sorry. It's Rex Cohen, Newport Beach, California, 92660. Could you give us five
Mr. Cohen,
minutes?
let me, Mr. Cohen, I'm sorry, let me interrupt. Let me just swear you in real quick. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you provide on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you're good. Could you please give us 5 minutes to confer? Is that possible?
Sure, we can do that.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Let's take a brief recess. I've got 10:16 as the time. We'll take a 5 minute recess and reconvene at 10:21 a.m.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and call the meeting back to order. Again, for the record, we are on item number 5, PR 2022-007501. Mr. Cohen, are you still with us? Can you all hear me?
Yes, sir. Yeah, we can
Yes.
hear you.
Okay, sorry about that. I sometimes start talking and forget to unmute myself. Let's see, Mr. Anderson, I see you're on screen. I don't want to neglect Mr. Cohen, but were you a part of the conversation that occurred during the recess? And if so, was there any decision or any clarification made on the dates?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I was in that conversation. I'll let Mr. Cohen speak to this, but I believe that we will take the deferral, but I'll leave that decision to
Okay.
him.
And I see that he is unmuted. Mr. Cohen, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, thank you so much. One quick question before I let you testify or continue to testify. Just very briefly, what is your interest in the property?
I'm one of the property owners.
Okay, just wanted to confirm that. You had an opportunity to discuss. How
Yes.
did that, what was the result of the discussion?
So, as I'm sure several people on the board are aware, this project has been percolating for how many years, Scott?
Several. It was
Several
well
years,
underway
several
before I was
years,
involved.
several years, correct. And I'm sure that some of you are familiar with the property and what we're trying to do. Who did we discuss with before about this issue? Scott. The city planner at the time.
When I got involved, it was somebody else was handling entitlements, not us at the time. And so we had proceeded with the design as it's laid out now. Again, we weren't sure what needed to happen first, whether a replat occurs or a rezone occurs. And also, there was I believe, an IDO update that eliminated having dual zoning on a single plat since we got involved. And the time frame on that may vary. So, in our investigation of the site and the matter, that's when I was made aware that we would need to A, do a replat, and then also do a zone change to make uniform zoning across the new platted parcel.
Okay.
Mr. Rodenbeck, I see that your hand is raised.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. So I'll just note that at one point, when the IDO was first enacted in 2018, there was no restriction against replatting a property that had floated zoning. But I believe in 20, the first revision that took place in 2021 added that restriction. But yeah, it's in there now. It's a very explicit restriction. There's no wiggle room when you're. You have some wiggle room when you have an existing floating zoning line on a lot, and you're not creating the floating zoning by your replat. But when it comes to this situation where there is no floating zoning and you're creating floating zoning by the replat, that's the issue. There's just no way to get around the requirement to go to the EPC for a zone map amendment, unfortunately.
I see. I see.
And Mr. Rodenbeck, thank you for that. And then I did have a question based on the project number. Can I assume that or conclude that based on the project number that the application for this particular platting action occurred after the amendment to the IDO that you just discussed? Is that
This is
we
Jay
don't.
Rudnick. Yes, that's correct.
Okay, so we don't have a situation where there was a prior application and then the rule changed. The rule changed first and then the application was made. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. Let's see. Mr. Cohen or Mr. Anderson, any comments or questions about the information provided by Mr. Rodenbeck?
This is Scott
No.
Anderson. I have none.
Okay.
No, I understand. I must admit, I'm a bit frustrated. We had received, I believe, conditional approval from Shahib over at the city, and we had done substantial amounts of due diligence about this property, and we were made pretty well assured that a zone change was not required. And so to find out that it is required now, and there was a policy change is frustrating. And I understand that it's not anybody's fault, but it's a significant delay.
Mr. Cohen, absolutely understood. Mr. Rodenbeck has his hand raised again. Let me go back to him to hear what he has to say on this. Go ahead, Jay.
So this is Jay Rubeck, Rex and Scott. I'll just note that if you want to fight this, you I you You're able to do so and inquire with the zoning enforcement officer, although he doesn't have much time left. He's got about a week left with us, but if you want to inquire with Michael Voss about this, I mean, you certainly can. Again, I would love to help you guys out on this, but you know, it just seems very clear to me and code enforcement staff as well and other planning staff that you know, there's no wiggle room with this particular situation because you're creating the floating zoning. And the idea was very clear that when that happens with a replat, you got to go to the EPC for a zone map amendment, unfortunately. And looking at the EPC calendar, which I was sharing, you could make the November 20th EPC meeting with the zone map amendment if you haven't already applied. You know, you do need to get your submittal in, a complete submittal in for that zone map amendment by October the 9th. If you know, but if you do so, we could get you back to DHO and approved for the plat by December, as early as December 3rd. But if we want to play it safe, because there's an appeal period for the zone map amendment, we could definitely get you approved December the 17th. And as far as the site development goes, that would be so. What we could do is work with you with the site development on. I don't know if this is going to our DFT group for review. Scott, is this one you're submitting
We're
recently?
currently in for permit at this time.
So you're just going through building permit.
Correct.
Okay. Well, your permit isn't going to be able to be issued until you get the replat recorded, but you can continue to work on any outstanding comments on your permit while you're working with the EPC on the zone map amendment and DHO on the plat. So that's what I'll say about that. I mean, it takes several months to get a permit through, at least. And so while that's going on, you can work with the EPC on the zone map amendment and the DHO on the plat.
Okay.
So, Mr. Anderson, Mr. Cohen, it sounds like we have kind of two options. One would be that we can defer this matter for to the next DHO hearing and give you an opportunity to meet with the zoning enforcement officer to see if, as Mr. Rodenbeck explained, there's any wiggle room as it relates to the process that's been explained. That would be option A. Or option B would be to defer this matter to December of this year to allow you an opportunity to make application and at least start the process, complete the process as it relates to the Environmental Planning Commission, which would be option B. Is there a preference, one option over the other?
Is there any way that we could file our building permit for conditional approval upon approval of the zone change?
This is Jay Rodenbeck. I'll jump in, Mr. Hanna. So I don't believe so, but you could check with building safety officials. James Perez runs the building safety division. You could check with Mr. Perez. And again, Michael Voss would be the person to go to about the zone map amendment question if you want to see if there's somebody above us who can just determine that a zone map amendment isn't required in this situation. You could check with Mr. Voss, but again, he actually happens to be leaving the city for Santa Fe County in about a week and a half. So I don't know, honestly, if he could get to you in that time, but you could certainly check and we could defer it a shorter amount of time so you have a chance to do that. But if I do that, I gotta stress to you, you have a window here of about what, a couple weeks to get your zone map amendment submittal in to urban design staff by the October 9th deadline for that zone map amendment so that you can make the November 20th EPC meeting. So I would highly suggest that you, if you're going to check into this, you start preparing your zone map amendment submittal at least to be able to be submitted. That's what I would suggest, but that's up to you guys.
Okay. I appreciate it. Could I let you guys know via email?
Yes, and I would suggest emailing me, Rex, and I'll put my email in the chat,
Thank
and
you.
the lead planner on this project, Anthony Montoya, and Jeff Palmer from Code Enforcement. I'll put all of our emails into the chat.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Mr. Rodbeck, thank you for that. And then just again to help me,
Yes, sir.
my inclination is to defer this matter until the next DHO hearing, which would be October the 8th. And in the interim, the applicant team would have an opportunity to hopefully meet with Mr. Voss.
Hopefully.
But should the matter come back up for hearing on October the 8th, and either a decision by Mr. Voss, it has not been rendered, or the decision is that the project must go through the EPC process, it would allow the applicant team at that point to request, even though it's been scheduled for hearing, would allow them to request a deferral.
Oh yeah.
Would we need
Yeah.
to do that at the hearing, or could that be done
Oh no, before.
prior to? Okay. Mr. Anderson, Mr. Cohen, did that make sense? And are you comfortable with that path?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, appreciate that. So let's do that. I'm going to, Ms. Montoya, I apologize for not getting to you. I do see that your comments have been provided. I'm going to go ahead and close the floor at this time for item number 5, PR 2022-007501. This matter is going to be deferred until the October 8th DHO hearing, which is the next hearing. And in the interim, providing the applicant team with the opportunity to meet with Mr. Voss, who is the zoning enforcement official, who can clarify what options might be available for the zone map amendment as required under the IDO for the applicant team. And should the team decide or be told that they do need to go through the EPC process, would allow them to do so. Again, as Mr. Rodenbeck explained, the application deadline for the EPC is October the 9th, which is 2 weeks from today. Provided that you're in on or before the application deadline, you would be scheduled for hearing in front of the Planning Commission for their November 20th hearing. Again, should that be an option that you would wish to explore? That being said, thank you, folks, for your participation. And at some point in the future, we'll hear from each other.
Yes, sir. Thank you,
Okay.
Mr.
Thank you.
Chair.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate it.